Hey all, I'm Ty and welcome to Stagnant Rhythm. Okay y'all, this is episode 2, okay, of Stagnant Rhythm, and today we are going to talk about being stagnant, right? The stagnant part of stagnant rhythm. In the introduction, I talked about how, I just gave you an example of what stagnant means, being staying still, not doing anything, and then rhythm, right? Having a continuous and steady beat. And I just talked about how it's okay to have a steady beat or to be stagnant. But today we're going to really dive into the stagnant part a whole lot more, because this show is also a show that wants to let people know that regardless of what the social norm is, regardless of what you're seeing on social media, you have your own timing, okay? Not everything is going to go according to plan. And that is okay. In this day and age, we see people who are getting fame and stardom and money, or so we think, so quickly, so fast on social media, and it seems like a constant thing for them. They're constantly leveling up, right? They're constantly growing. We talked about growth a little bit in the first episode, the introduction as well. So we are putting ourselves up to those same standards that society is putting on us, saying that we need to grow at this rapid rate. And then we're putting these unrealistic standards on ourselves based on what we see from people on social media, not realizing that what we see on social media doesn't have to be real. What we see on social media is not always in real time, okay? What people are posting could be their wins from 2 months ago. It's a whole bunch of people within business industries and those who make content is what I want to talk. What I'm talking about specifically, who go and make they go make content that's like a month worth of content, 2 months worth of content. They make that within like a week's time, or maybe within a month's time, so they can post it months later. Okay, so for example, if you guys got lost in if I wasn't communicating that clearly and well enough, it can be January. What I'm doing right now, I'm doing 2 photo shoots every 2 weeks for content that's going to come out in March, okay? So in March, I'm posting consistently. You guys think I'm doing this, think I'm doing that. I did that in January, and I did some of that in February. But I'm posting it all in March, so you're thinking the wins are now when they're not. In any case, with that being said, we shouldn't compare ourselves to other people, because again, we don't know, like I said previously, what's done in real time and what's already been pre-made or pre-recorded. And 2, everybody has their own timing. Another thing I want to talk about is stagnant rhythm is not bad, because being stagnant doesn't mean that you're losing. And I think people get confused with that. They're like, well, it means like no growth, nothing is going on. Stagnant doesn't have to mean only those things. It can also mean to maintain. When you maintain what homeostasis, I think is the proper word for it. So what's the definition of maintaining? Maintaining is being able to continue something, right? So if you're able to continue a level of growth that you've reached for 2 to 3 months, that in itself is a reward. You don't need to constantly have rhythm, because with rhythm, it's constantly moving, but that doesn't mean that it's not moving backwards. You get what I'm saying? So with rhythm, you could be going up, up, and up, then you could be coming down, down, and down. A rhythm is a rhythm, meaning that it's just movement. It doesn't say all the movement is forward. It doesn't say all the movement is good. It doesn't say all the movement is a part of your growth and helping you elevate. So with that being said, a lot of us, even myself, I'm sorry if y'all heard that in the background. You know, when you live in the city, you get the sounds. But even with that being said, a lot of us need to have some grace with ourselves. Make our plans. Realize that you're not going to get everywhere you want to go overnight. That is a part of the culture now, and everybody wants to be rich and this and that, and wants to be rich so fast, but that's not going to work out for everyone. And even if you do become rich fast, it's about maintaining what you get. Growth is important, yes, but can you maintain those levels as you reach every single one? That's what's important. It's important to build a strong foundation and be able to maintain what it is that you have created for yourself in order to be like, okay, I've kind of mastered this level. I'm at level B right now. It took me a while to get here, but I mastered this level. I'm actually ready now to go to level C and be able to maintain it. Other than, okay, I got to level B. Let me get to level C and D already. Not be able to maintain it because I really didn't master level B and now I'm slipping backwards. So I know how to get there again, but I don't know how to maintain or to keep something steady, right? So in keeping things steady, my suggestion is that somewhere along the line, we kind of have to have tunnel vision. We all have to kind of like take breaks from social media, take breaks from the moguls that we follow and our role models and inspirations, or like our, just say our superheroes, the people that we want to become like, and we're following their model as to how to become rich or famous or whatever your goals are. You have to take a break from that, find your own way, things that work out for you, and be able to maintain and stay in one space for a little while to learn all you can learn in that space. It takes time to level up, and everybody doesn't have, like I said previously, the same time in. So where it may take somebody else 2 days, it may take you a year, and that's okay. We have to realize that it is okay to be where you are as long as you're trying, you're learning, and you're doing everything that you need to do in that state. Okay? But we also, another flip side to that is we have to gauge our own range, if that makes sense. And what I mean by that is once we're in this space, we have to try our best not to get comfortable. Once you realize that, in my opinion, how you don't get comfortable is when things are becoming too easy, you will know, you will feel it. You'll be like, oh, I do this every single day. It's so easy. There's no challenge. That's when you need to start trying to level up. That's when you need to go forward and do something new, throw a challenge in there so you can learn something else. When you stop learning and when you are in a space where things are coming a lot easier to you to the point where you're now bored or you know that, you know, there's something else that you can learn, that's when you go for your level up. When you get comfortable in that space and you realize you've gotten comfortable, you're like, oh no, we need to shake this off. Then we can move on. So, y'all, today, I hope this episode helped someone out. This has definitely helped me a lot of times when I thought that, you know, I needed to be in the rhythm of things, in the rhythm, in the rhythm. Then I realized rhythms can go either way. I can either climb up higher with rhythms and grow, or I can decline, but it's still a rhythm either way because I am doing some type of movement. So, being stagnant is very helpful and it's very important. It also teaches you not to take things for granted, to really appreciate where you are, and it teaches you how to be in the moment because you're supposed to enjoy your journey no matter where you are in the journey. And I know that's easier said than done because some parts of the journey you'll be like, oh my gosh, but once you get to the top, I've heard people say, so I'm going to take their word for it, that you miss those days of the struggle and being not really the struggle, but you miss the days of the journey when you were learning things. Because it wasn't so easy for you, and you miss like challenging yourself and things of that nature. So y'all, take time with yourself. Give yourself time to grow. Give yourself time to be in the present moment. Give yourself time to be appreciative of where you are. Realize you do not have to rush to be anywhere. You will get there when you need to get there. Gauge things based upon your own feelings and your own thoughts and what you are capable to do. Stop comparing and take a break from social media. Until next time, my name is Ty and this is Stagnant Rhythm. Peace, y'all.